FINA Holdings Inc., which acquired the remains of cannabis producer CanTrust's assets after that firm faced charges of illegal growing at its Fenwick facility in 2019, has pulled out entirely of cannabis production. Facing insolvency, FINA filed for creditor protection in April. As part of its winding down of operations, the company has now served notice that its cannabis license has been revoked, and that no cannabis remains at its facility at Balfour Street and HWY 20 in Fenwick. Pelham Today understands that in a letter to the town of Pelham dated August 3, the company states that its operations have ceased, and that Health Canada revoked FINA's license effective July 28. This announcement was really just a formality, Mayor Marvin Junkin tells Pelham Today, a sister publication of Thorold Today. The last harvest was 2 months ago, and since then the company has entertained a steady stream of interested buyers and tire kickers. Like all others in the town, I am anxious to see the next chapter unfold for this property. While it is theoretically possible that another cannabis grower could buy the Balfour Street facility, they would not automatically inherit the right to operate, and would face significantly greater hurdles gaining permission to do so today from the town of Pelham, particularly in comparison to the figurative red carpet rolled out to CanTrust by former Mayor David Augustin and his council in 2018. The challenges posed by the former operators of the facility were well documented, Pelham SAU David Cribbs says. No industry should be allowed to operate in a manner that causes neighbors to experience discomfort, misery and the loss of enjoyment of their property. That said, the loss of employment is also a serious blow. Cribbs says that those jobs were important to the workers and the families who depend upon them. Hopefully an entrepreneurial individual or corporation can put the property to better use in the future, either with a different product or by operating in such fashion so as not to produce odor. Niagara's agricultural community is resourceful and I have no doubt that better times lie ahead for this property.